You're all wondering what's going to happen next. So am I. Yes, thank you for entering in so well. It's a great atmosphere here this morning. Steve, before you walk out, come back. God's going to, no, not now. You do what you need to do, but God's going to change the atmosphere over your life today. Just letting you know. Didn't mean to embarrass you, by the way. You know, this is our last week of Flourish. We're wrapping it up today and tonight at Wellard, 5 o'clock. And one of the ways that we flourish in life I want to talk about today. And just as I just feel like there's something else that needs to happen. I'm not sure what it is. Have I forgotten anything this morning? No? Robert? No? I'm good? He's pretty organized that. For a creative person, Robert's really organized. Give me the organized hands in the house today. Who's organized? Yes, I know Andrew's organized. Show me again. There's not that many. Anastasia, you're pretty organized there. No? Yes, work, personal day. Oh, well, let's sort that out today. Let's give it to God. By the end of this message, I'm believing that God can lift your faith to believe for things that have been sort of dry, a bit shallow maybe, a bit monotonous, not sure how to answer those problems. Not sure how to fix that situation, not sure how to fix that relationship. I'm trusting that one of the ways that we gain a spirit of God on our life is actually through engaging with Him at a whole nother level and speak faith into over our lives. And speak faith into our circumstances. I got a couple of people agreeing with me today. And, you know, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that is well used by C3, and it's probably Pastor Phil Pringle's favourite passage, I would say. He speaks about it all around the world. But it's a passage that I want to use today to engage our faith. Will you engage your faith with me today? Yes. Because I'm trusting that we're going to lift ourselves to a whole new paradigm. We can look at our lives as they are, or we can lift ourselves up to where God sees us. And no matter who you are, and some of you have been dry for a long time, and I'm just winding up, not starting really yet. I'm just, you know, once you get up above some, you know, some of you haven't thought like this for a while. And I would like to just engage and make, like, push a button. We all push buttons, right? We're either on our phone or we're on our laptop. And, you know, if you're like me, you have so many emails sometimes, you just go delete all, you know. What is it? Control A. Boom, gone. Such a relief. I don't have to deal with that anymore. If someone really wants to get hold of me, they can call me. I'm joking. Avena. Avena's administrative gifts going, how does that, what, I've sent you an email. It's okay. We have to lift ourselves to the way that God sees us. We have to sometimes actually speak something that isn't, because we know it's the Word of God. And so I'd like you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 37. The Valley of Dry Bones is a passage of Scripture I want to look at this morning. Verse 1 to 4, I'm going to read from I think it's the old translation of the New Living, but you'll forgive me what comes up on the screen. So the title of my message, I guess we better say, Speak to the Dry Bones. I mean, let's just go there for a minute. Have we got the title page? Because we've got to do that first, just so the organised people are happy. Oh, we did. Okay, speak to the dry bones. Say it with me. One more time with a bit more, like, enthusiasm. Yeah. Speak to the dry bones. One more time. Okay. You've got to be front-footed about faith. You can't be kind of like, speak to the dry bones. God likes it when we activate faith. Without faith, it is impossible. Impossible to please God. Big call by God, hey. It's impossible. So who here is now thinking like, okay, I need to speak. I need to speak. And so let's just read the first four verses. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me around among the old dry bones, and they covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? Ezekiel says, O sovereign Lord, you alone know the answer to that. He's not that full of faith. He's actually kind of like, pretty dead, pretty dry. And some of you have felt like that about various situations in your life. Some of you there's areas that you've actually shelved and you've forgotten about, but God's going to draw them back to your attention today, because you may think they're over or too hard, but God never does. He can breathe life into them in an instant. And so let's look at verse 4. Then he said to me, so he says, God says to Ezekiel, speak to these bones. What, you want me to speak to the dry bones? Yes, I want you to speak to the bones. Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. So this is God speaking. Listen to the word of the Lord. To flourish spiritually requires something more of us, particularly when things don't look so great in our world. Now, I'm sure if I asked for a show of hands, there'd be a situation in just about everybody's life, right, that you could do with a bit of input that's sort of like, it's dry, it's not right, you'd like some change. Would there be anyone like that this morning? Just give me a wave. Just about every one of us. Okay, so we're getting the picture here this morning. After hearing Andrea's message last week, Garden Makeover, what a great message. We have some powerful women preachers in our church. Sheila's not half bad either, is she, hey? Those of you who go to Wellard, you're in for a treat most weeks. It's good. Jonathan's not bad either. Something on that couple. It's pretty good. You know, so Andrew was saying it entails pulling out weeds of our heart, even those difficult ones. And some of you know the truth, but you haven't really activated it as much as really that the Word of God wants you to. But that's going to change today, if you allow God into your life. See, Andrew was talking about having an attitude of gratitude. And I thought it pertinent to continue along the same lines today after hearing that message last week. You see, we definitely need to have an attitude of gratitude. Turn to your neighbour and say, please be grateful. It's an extremely good plan for your life to be grateful. It's an extremely good plan. We started this year with this, and we're finishing with it as well, to think before you go to bed, or write down, if you prefer, a couple of things that you're grateful for before you fall asleep at night. It's a really good habit to get into, because what happens is there's a reality that starts to happen when we start to speak out, or we start to write down something. We engage our spirit with God's and we speak faith. There's more positive than negative. Our world is negative. All the news is, it's depressing. But God's doing some work around the world. God's moving. even in some of the most crazy places on earth that seem chaotic, the church is growing. And so we must read the Bible as a reality. Now, this is something that I'm getting concerned about at times, and I hear it from universities and even some good-meaning scholars. It disappoints me that some people see the stories of the Bible as fiction rather than this is a reality of what God was doing at that time. And so you completely undervalue the power and purposes of God in your life when you take the Bible as a bunch of good stories. As if it's like reading a children's bedtime story. The Bible is not just a feel-good story. It is not make-believe. It is God's word. It's real. It has the power to transform your life. The Bible, the word of God, will transform your life. And the Red Sea was a real experience that happened to the Israelites. Moses led the people through the Red Sea. And now I've heard I read it not long ago, some commentators believe that it was actually just marshland and so they were able to walk through. Well, then I think that in 2 inches of water, God did a pretty good job of killing all the Egyptians. So come on. And God can do anything. And we're going to see that today. David did take down Goliath as Richard, where is he? Where's that man, Richard? Here he is. He's got his Ramones shirt on. Shekinah, happy birthday for yesterday. So good. You know, Richard's been studying the story of David and Goliath. David took him down. He took down the giant. I'm not sure you're getting this yet. See, Paul did get bitten by a poisonous snake. It wasn't just one of those snakes that just grabbed a hold. Oh, yeah, just flick that off. It's not non-venom. No, it would have killed him. But it didn't. Holy Spirit's running through Paul's veins. Who'd like a bit more Holy Spirit running through their veins today? Man, it's a bit like Popeye before you know. You know? Instead of spinach, it's the Holy Spirit, right? And he's gentle, he's kind, and you don't look ugly. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, but he did rise again. 3 men went into the blazing furnace, and the king says, "Why is there 4 men? I'm sure you only threw 3 in." Because Jesus was in there with them. And so let's look at our first point this morning. Your words have the power to create. Your words have the power to create. We normally see our words as a form of communication with others. And if you're a sanguine person, you say a lot more than the others in this world. You have like double the dose. Andrea is talking to me a lot, you know, because she's a sanguine personality. Avina's the same. Ben, we don't need to get a word in, do we? You know, it's kind of like that. And there's all these words flying at us, right? But it's actually not the first form of communication. It's actually not the way that God first spoke. It wasn't just for conversation. God spoke and there was light. He spoke again and there was waters between the land masses. The first thing that our words do is create. The very first thing that our words do are create. Create. See, there's nobody around when God's doing this. It's not like he's going, hey, have a look at this, guys. Hey, no, it was him. It was God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're there. He spoke. The first language was to create. And the words from something from nothing. Something from nothing. There was nothing and then there was something. So I want you to start thinking, right, even right now, about something that seems nothing in your life, that you've either shelved, or something that is a very difficult situation for you. And I want you to start thinking about that, because by the end of this meeting, I want us to speak out in faith and believe that there's going to be a transformation by the Spirit and life of God into your heart. And that you will know that there's a change because you've changed. A whole lot of faith is about us changing so that God can use us. And we see things differently. So when the words form in the spiritual, then they then fall into our natural world. And so we truly flourish in life because we recognize and understand the transformative power of our words. We are transformed into a new creation. Old things are? Some of you, I'm not sure you're listening. Old things are passed away. All things become new. They become new. But some of us are still living, and I sense this morning, you're still living in the old, but God wants to change that today. It's time for change. It's time to actually fire up that old dinghy, you know, the old thing that won't start, and there's oil spluttering everywhere, but before you know it, it's going, and you're across that lake, you're across that river, you're through that barren place, you've moved into a new zone. And so, you know, we've got to leave some time to finish this well this morning, because this is such an important thing to in order to flourish in our lives, to actually take a hold of faith and put it into action. The Lord took hold of me. It starts off in this Ezekiel 37:1. When's the last time that the Lord took hold of you? One of the worst things in the Western world is because we're so busy. I actually enjoy sometimes going to various places. Like I was in Ghana a couple of weeks ago. Well, they've got more time than us, it would appear. Anyway, some of them, not all of them, some of them are working, but some of them got more time. Well, I find one thing is that they actually spend a fair bit of time with the Lord. That's actually really good, because they think they're alert. When's the last time you were really alert to what God was doing? For me, I was in my hotel room in Ghana just 2 weeks ago, not even that. And most nights I couldn't sleep. Andrew will tell you, because I was on the phone to her about 3:45 in the morning, Ghana time. 8 hours behind they are from us. And you know, I had a choice. I could turn on the television. They had all these different channels. But I decided that the best thing I could do, because I had some situations that I was facing personally, but also that I didn't know at the time, but God got at the last minute, there was some situations with the pastor over in Accra, and he said, Nigel, I need you to speak in both services, and I'd like you to speak two different messages. And because I'd already been brought up into a place with God, I hadn't turned on the television. I hadn't actually, wasn't that I couldn't watch the news or watch the television, but I had spent time getting caught up in God. I felt like my spirit was already there. I was ready. I was prepared. And sometimes we don't go there. We're doing too many other things, but God moves because we're in a spirit of faith already. And so, I have to come to realize, as sure as you have too, that pain is going to occur in my life. And situations, if you allow them to, have the power to destroy you. I'm sure if we thought about it long enough, we've all been in these kind of situations. And hiding is not the answer. Ignoring the problem is not the answer. Men, we're good at this. We try and think the problem will go away. Well, I am anyway. You know, maybe it'll go away, but it doesn't. It actually gets worse, because God wants you to deal with the thing. And so I want you to turn to your neighbor and just say these three words: you are bigger. And can we put this on the screen, please? I had to try and find an illustration that would help the women as well as the men, and I think I've done that. That's good. Okay. You are bigger. And some of you are looking at yourself like a timid little kitty, a little pussy. Puss, 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 puss. The stupid thing runs away. Anyway, let's not go to that. Let's not go there. But the point is, when he's looking at himself in the reflection, what do you see? What's he seeing? What is it? Yeah, it's okay. It's the right answer. Tiger. It's a tiger. Now, this is important. I'm just adding bits to the message to make it more appropriate for us this morning. Okay? See, Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit took Ezekiel to a valley. God doesn't take us to places like a five-star. We go through Dubai on the way back from West Africa. You normally go through Dubai. Dubai has six-star hotels, Sandy. I can't afford to stay there one night, actually. But there's these six-star hotels. And it's like God doesn't take you to the six-star hotel where everything is done for you. Have you ever noticed that? Where, you know, you walk in, oh, sir, let me take your bag from you. Oh, sir, let me hang your coat up for you. Would you like some champagne with your dinner, sir? Of course, yes, please, that would be lovely. You know, would you like me to prepare the bath for you? The Holy Spirit actually doesn't take us to that kind of place, because who knows, you don't need faith for those kind of situations. You need faith for trials and circumstances that are way beyond your thinking and imagination, but that's why we have Jesus in our world. See, you don't have all the answers to the problems in your life. Well, unless you're a really young person, you're not going to have all the answers to the problems in your life. Right? You may be sitting here thinking, my marriage is not savable. I'm exasperated. You may be unsure of how to deal with one of your children. All of them. You may be struggling financially. How do I get out of this? You don't have all the answers. You may have just been told that you have some sort of incurable disease. These are realities that people face in their life. You may have just been diagnosed with cancer. And then there are those people that always seem to rub you up the wrong way. There's always one. Even in church or connect group, there'll be one. It's okay. Iron sharpens iron, they say. God wants to change you. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's right. God wants to change who? See, Paul says this to Titus, just to make it a bit hilarious. I'm leaving you on this island of Crete with the cretins. And sometimes you feel like you're living with a bunch of cretins. Sometimes you feel like you've been left with a whole bunch of cretins. Maybe in your group or your connect group, you're thinking, oh, they're a bunch of cretins. But God's left you with them so that you will deal with you. If you're Greek here, God bless you. It's just a joke. He led me around among the old... This is verse 2. He led me around among the old dry bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground. Another version says that the bones were brittle. It was a dry, dry place. Seems to be little hope in this place. Is anyone thinking of a situation like that right now? Don't put up your hands, but we're gonna believe God together today that it's not gonna stay that way. It's not going to stay that way. Another version, and then he said, verse 3, then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? And Ezekiel wasn't too sure. Only you know, Lord. Good answer. If you're not sure, just go back to God. Lord, you're the boss. Ezekiel's alone. He's cut off from the connection with the world. He's stopped in the valley with the Lord. And the Lord says to Ezekiel, speak to these bones. Speak to these bones. And one area of your life can be going so well. Have you noticed that? And yet another area of your life is absolute chaos. You can have all this multifaceted lives, right? And one area can be going so well, or a couple of areas, but there's one area. So we try and put it away somewhere where it's like, I don't know what to do. But we're going to speak into that situation today. See, Jesus was faced with his friend who had died and who had been dead for 4 days. He was faced with the words spoken by the majority, and that was, it's too late. And some of you have thought here today, it's too late.
It's never too late. Guys, it's never too late. So my second point this morning is, go to the realm of faith. Just start playing, that's good. So you can go to the realm of faith. You can speak life into that situation. You decide whether you're going to keep believing for the same outcome or for change. Jesus spoke to the unbelief. He said, come out, Lazarus. And Lazarus came out with his grave clothes on and started taking them off. Resurrection life is for the Lord. I'm trusting that there's going to be resurrection life here today. You've got to get yourself into the faith zone. So we've got to speak. There's areas in our lives, I'm going to roll the stone away. I've left it closed for too long. I think it's too hard, so I've just rolled a stone onto it. No, roll the stone away today. Because the Lord is bigger than that situation. We do get that, right? I am going to lift up my eyes. I'm speaking out of the Word of God. Doubt not, fear not. We've sung it this morning. Now let's put it into action before we finish here today. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to do a series in a few weeks' time from Psalm 23. We're going to talk about this more. Well, I'm going to walk through. Yes, but I'm not sure I'm up to it. Go back to the kitten, please. I'm not sure I'm up to it. How do you see yourself? Are you going to be a person that's full of timidity and fear? Or are you going to see how God sees you as a tiger that can roar? There's nothing greater than the Spirit of God inside of you. And when you're carried away by God, you can step over that threshold and He can impart into your world. This is what the Sovereign Lord said. Look, verse 5. Look to Him. Look to Him. Be carried away by Him so that you can speak into something that is not. We pretty much all said that we've got something that is not working for us right now. So by the end of this meeting, we're going to say, yes, Lord, I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I'm believing for that situation to be changed. I'm lifting my faith. It might be a problem that you've carried all of your life. Who thinks God's bigger than all of your life? See, faith is like the gym. For it to be useful, you have to go there. And when you go there, you don't just watch everybody else. You actually have to do something. And just because you're a member doesn't mean that you're healthy. Just because you're a member of C3 Fremantle doesn't mean that you're healthy. But when you activate your faith, you become healthier. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so faith is a powerful position. Faith is believing before you have. Faith is believing. and calling things as though they are, even though they don't seem that way. Transformation in your life is through faith. So let's wrap this up this morning. Speak his words. Say it with me. Speak his words. See, Ezekiel used God's words. He called things that were not as though they were. Go to verse 7. So I spoke these words just as he told me. There are things in the Word of God. There are declarations that you can have for your life. If you have suffered from fear today, you can say that perfect love casts out fear. You can say that I'm not going to be a condemned person. If you've suffered with sin for a long, long time and you actually love God so much, but you can't get over it, yes, you can, because faith activated in your life will change that situation. God asks Ezekiel to speak to the dead, to the dry, to the brittle bones. He asks him to speak to inanimate objects. They are lifeless. And there is a saying that, you know, that rather we talk about our problem, we speak to our problem. But I would say this morning that we don't do this very much. We don't actually speak to our problem. Well, we're going to do that today. We're going to prophesy to the dry bones. Steve, I'm going to believe that there's going to be a transformation for healing for you today. You know, there are people here across this auditorium that have situations and addictions. They can be set free today. They can be. Say it with me. They can be. Anastasia, you can be a different woman from walking out of this place today, whatever the situation is. There can be life come back into the personal world as well as the business world. Who cares about the business world if everything's falling apart at home? So let's do that around the right way and get our homes right, because we're going to speak faith today. Prophesy to the dry bones. Prophesy over your marriage. Even if it's a good marriage, prophesy over your marriage. Prophesy over your stuck relationship. Prophesy over your kids. Prophesy over your health. Prophesy over your friendships. Prophesy over your career, over your work. Prophesy. To the worst circumstances that you have, I want you to think of your worst circumstance right now. Think for a couple of minutes. Your worst circumstance. Find out what the Lord wants you to say and speak it out in a moment. In a moment, we're going to stand to our feet and we're going to speak. We're going to allow God to move into our situations. See, I can do this, but then it's just my faith in some ways. But we need to activate our own faith. We need to activate who we are in God and see that we're not a little pussycat, timid and insecure. We're a tiger. We can roar. We have Jesus on the inside of us. Verse 7, so I spoke those words just as he told me. And suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. Some of you have been rattled for too long. It's time to get unrattled. I don't know if that's a word, but anyway, it's time to get unraveled of that situation, lift it out of the darkness, put it into God's light, and see him resolve it. My God. See, language is first about creation. I thank you, Lord, for that career. I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be change. I thank you, Lord, whatever your situation is today, your mouth, let it create today. Every day of your life, speak his words. Don't just go out of here and say, that was a good meeting and let's move on to the next thing. Every day of your life, speak words of faith into your situations. It's going to happen. But what if it doesn't? Well, then what you do is you pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, and you get going again. And you start speaking faith into it because there's nothing better than the Word of God. The Word of God will transform every situation. And sometimes there's a perseverance. Sometimes there's just a continuing, a breaking through. The Spirit fell and there was a rattling. He will make it come together. You are going to be carried away by God. The Holy Spirit is going to give you the words to say. You have been given the authority. We have dominion on the earth. We are to subdue. There's too much thinking in our world today that the animals have precedence. We are to subdue the whole earth. We are the conquerors. We are the victors. We have the power because Jesus is inside of us and He can create. And if He can speak, then He can create new things. He can create new animals. He can create because He's our God. And so we don't conform to the spirit of this world. We conform to the power of the mighty God, the heaven-sent one, the one who is able to bring great victories. Can we stand to our feet this morning? Come on, sing it out.